Not a band.
Yeah, good morning. Can I speak to Jim, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Sam from the Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of...
Cardiff, that's C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Frank.
Okay.
Is this Jim?
Yes.
Hey, Jim, we actually spoke a little earlier last week. You told me a little bit about the business here. I told you we'd sent you a finance offer not too long ago for some equipment financing, stuff like that. Does that ring any bells?
Yeah, it kind of rings a bell now.
Yeah. We just kind of spoke briefly there. I think you were a little busy. I was looking for a better time to call back. Is this a better time for you now, or?
It might be.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking to touch base here. I mean, it looks like you told me you had that 2008 thing dropped to about $500,000 in revenue, and you were talking about replacing some outdated equipment. We do have some of your Dun & Bradstreet stuff here. It's not from the old days. We do have your current information. I was looking to see if you were still in that market for that equipment. See if we could help you out here a little bit. Still something you're looking at?
Well, yeah, it's definitely some things I've given consideration to, upgrading some of the original stuff.
Sure.
On a second lifetime.
I got you. Yeah, you guys do some looks like precast concrete stuff. Is that correct?
Well, that was previous to where I am now.
Okay. What are you guys doing now?
Doing what I originally started doing before I became involved in precast concrete, and that's owning and operating a manufacturing operation that from a patent that I got early on, like in the 80s, and I've been manufacturing this particular one-of-a-kind product to all North America.
That's good. So you got some intellectual property on that here. Not bad. I'll tell you what, I actually have a senior rep here who's worked with that exact division here. If you have an extra minute, 2-3 minutes or so, do you have some time to speak with them here?
I guess I've gone this far. I'll see what this is about.
Sounds good, Jim. Give me 1 second. I'll be right there.
All right.
Jim, this is Strauss from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
And what was your first name again?
It's Jia, J-I-A.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Nice.
Yeah, it's Chinese, so it's a little different.
Okay.
So Sam kind of filled me in a little bit about how you're looking to replace some equipment. Is that correct?
That could be a possibility with what other options there may be.
Sure. So you're actually pre-approved for two of our main programs here, working capital and equipment financing.
Right.
Working capital is basically just unsecured capital, and you can use it for whatever you need. So payroll, materials, raw materials, things like that, you can use it for that. And we're generally able to free up about 10-15% of the gross annual sales as the capital. So the second program is the equipment financing, which is more of like a traditional loan, kind of like a car loan, 2-5 year term with like monthly payments, and
right.
It could be any type of equipment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I guess just boils down to the points like everything else, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, now I'm finished.
Oh, I was going to say, it just boils down to what you need. We calculate interest differently per program. So if you could just tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, there's multiple opportunity
Okay.
I've been lifelong into this design and patent that I picked up in the early 80s, and that's what's got me 35 plus years down the road. And I use distribution and have used distribution since like 1987 of my product, which is distributed through North America. It's a one-of-a-kind product in the industry, and you use its name in the industry, and then everybody in the industry will say, oh, yeah. So that's where I'm at right now. That's how and what we manufacture. Our cash flow has been well. Business has been good. It's definitely time to take another look. Okay, what direction do we go with a new patent?
A new
patent with a new product that's going to be one of a kind, just like the original patent.
Okay. So you're looking to improve the product line that you have right now.
Well, I mean, that's a good possibility with definitely an upgrade on some new equipment. I think that's definitely our probably number one priority right now is just to make that improvement. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if have you already made the sketched up the blueprint of the new product line, the new patent, or is that kind of your goal right now is to do that?
It's already out there. It's been exposed and used in the marketplace for the past several years, and has a super positive track record. Is prime for exposing to the market in a much grander scale. It's known by the big names of the industry. So it's prime opportunity now. It's just trying to decide the best vehicle to finally get it there.
Oh, okay, that's cool. What kind of product is it? What is the main thing or main function of it?
Well, something that might help you understand if we're at that point, at least jot it down, is the original website that we posted several years ago, and it was very old, and we spent some time upgrading it. You could go there and probably get a pretty good idea of where we come from.
Okay. Is it the True Contour?
True Contour Inc. Yes, that's my website.
Okay. Let's see here. Sanitary sewer manholes. Okay. Let's explore the bit. I see. Okay. So it's like a invert system?
Yes, that's exactly what we manufacture here.
Okay.
And as I say, is the one of a kind. There's nothing else on the planet like it. And it is an industry known name that still maintains year after year. And nothing else has come on the market to replace it or equal its versatility.
Okay. So to take it to the next level, would you need to do new ways of marketing the product?
Yes, I'd say that's definitely a good way to look at it, based on where it is in its position right now in the market. It's known. There's three or four people at the table right now. I've spent a couple of years in the past trying to get it into the marketplace, but didn't present it right.
Okay. Besides marketing, what else would you need to do, ideally?
Well, I don't know. It would depend on how, from the marketing, what's your marketing standpoint? How is it being proposed as a franchise, selling licenses, or just selling the forms outright? So these are all options and questions that have to be answered. Right now, I've come to the conclusion just to produce as many forms as I can and see revenue from form sales.
I see.
Licensing or franchising is also an option, but it's so messy, and I'm at a point.
It's gonna take a long time too.
I'm sorry.
It's gonna take a long time too.
Yeah. Yeah, it would take much longer. The best thing I'd like to do is sell it. I'd like to sell the concept. It's been known and recognized, and there's patent on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's people that would buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's where I'm at. I'm looking at just an outright sale of the technology with some royalty base, mm-hmm. if possible.
Okay. So in terms of like capital, you know, to give you an idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Well, I think 350 pushing 400,000, not that much, but it was enough to sustain our operation with mm-hmm. substantial potential,
mm-hmm.
and that's to develop the new technology, which I could give you phone numbers now. You could call mm-hmm. and ask and to talk about its favor in the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. I can take a look at that too.
Well, that's how super positive the options are. Now it's mm-hmm. time for me at 65, an inventor,
mm-hmm.
to get out of the way and let the potential mm-hmm. drive it.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Maybe to like a bigger firm that has more, you know, capacity to bring it to the next level or something like
yes,
that. Sell
yes,
it out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and then in terms of equipment, what type of equipment are you looking to replace, some of the older ones?
Just some basic shop equipment, like a couple of new drill presses, later models. I've got original drill presses on the floor mm-hmm. since 81, you know, mm-hmm. and anyway, not that much of an expense, a brand new table saw set up. I'd like to consider a CNC router table.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like all of those to be upgrades. Primarily, a state-of-the-art table saw the most practical in a new drill press or two, which are nothing compared to some of the other stuff.
Okay. And the drill presses, how much do they cost?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I haven't done any serious shopping right now.
Okay.
I'm more just in that's the mode we're in.
Uh-huh.
Because of the opportunity that's at our doorstep. It has to be driven forward right. And I've missed a lot of deals in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Big deals. That's been my MO.
Mm-hmm.
That I would have deals on the table and then I'd somehow, some way shoot myself in the foot.
By not having the proper, you know, the right equipment to do it.
Not the equipment necessarily, as much as the management.
Hmm.
That's my position. That's where I'm at. That's where it makes sense for me, as I said earlier, to pass on the technology, help transfer technology into the right hands that could do the justice it deserves.
Yeah. Okay. And then how about the table saw? Do you have any estimate on how much that, you know, like the state-of-the-art one, do you know how much that usually costs?
You know what, I'm probably saying a minimum of $100,000
for all three?
Yeah, to invest in stuff that I could definitely use to upgrade the operation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And how long have you been in business for? I'm not sure if I already asked you that.
Well, I started the business in 1981, True Contour uh-huh. Inc., and then when the economy took us off the cliff, I had to stop using True Contour as a business and
mm-hmm.
start doing business as Model Bend Technologies.
Oh, okay, you had to restructure and change everything.
Yeah, but True Contour still is in great standing. I mean, this credit rating when I had to make my decision was probably double A anyway. Maybe, you know, it was still in great standing.
Uh-huh. So are you still doing business as True Contour right now?
Trade name, you bet you. You
okay.
bet you. As in corporate, it's Model Bend Technologies.
Okay, so like DBA name is the True Contour, but the legal is the other one.
Yes.
I see, okay. Okay, and then, because what we can do is, I know you you know, this is just like the, you know, the first stages of wanting to replace your equipment and all that, so you don't have any quotes or invoices or any specific pieces you're looking at. But what I can do is, well, the great thing about us actually is we don't need all that to just get you a pre-approval, so that way you can shop with confidence, so you can do, you know exactly how much you qualify for, how much interest it's going to cost you, and things like that. And then you don't have to wait for approval when you find that piece. So sometimes there is a lag time between that.
Pre-qualification, I understand that. Mm-hmm. Let me say this, though, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That from the rebound of my personal bankruptcy,
mm-hmm.
I have done a very good job of trying to get my credit rebuilt,
mm-hmm.
but I've also been a victim of my own circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and by that I mean trying to do online banking and pay my bills automatically from a draft.
Yeah.
That's how I choose and like to do things.
Mm-hmm.
I dated the first draft wrong on an occasion, and then it ended up in a late status, like 2 months in a row.
Okay.
Until they finally called me and told me, hey, you know, you're late. And I said, oh, my God, that wasn't my intention.
Mm-hmm.
I planned on being early, you know.
Yeah.
And so it backfired on me, and that's happened to me a time or two.
Okay.
In the online banking business. So if that shows
yeah.
up on my credit, that's the reason why.
Okay, sure. I'll put a note in here so that way the underwriters will know.
Yeah, I was AAA before the ship went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes online banking is great, but that's happened to me before, too, where I put in the wrong date or, like, I selected the wrong option, and then it was late because of that.
So you
what
understand.
Do you think? Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. What is your credit like right now? Do you know?
No, I don't. I think it just recently took a hit because of what I just expressed to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked.
Okay, no worries. I can take a look at it. We can figure things out. And then you mentioned a bankruptcy. Was it when the economy went down?
Well, it took some time after that to go through the process.
Okay.
So it was like a year and a half ago that I got my final
discharge.
Discharge, correct.
Okay. When did you file?
Oh gosh. November of 2012.
Okay. But since then, it's been discharged.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all over. And like I said, I have patent on the technology, the new technology.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then are you the 100% owner?
I am.
You are. Okay. Okay. Okay, so no problem. I mean, we've worked with all credit tiers and, you know, people with bankruptcies before. Actually, I have two customers right now that I'm working on that had previous bankruptcies in 2011. So we can definitely find a program for you here. Okay, so what I can do right now is I can send over the application. I have email here, jim@truecontourinc.com.
Well, it should be JV.
JV? Okay.
JVSRACK at AOL.com.
Okay, let me change that. Okay, JVS.
RACK
uh-huh.
at AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Okay.
My son told me, he said he thinks I'm the only one left on the planet that uses AOL.
You actually would be surprised. A lot of business owners actually still use AOL. There's actually a lot of people that still use AOL. I guess maybe small businesses like to use it. I'm not sure why.
Well, it started out that way, oh my God, so many years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I kind of just stuck with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. And then, cool. So I'll go ahead and send over the application. All we'll need is the application, which is one page, 6 most recent months of business bank statement, and then most recent tax return.
Uh-huh.
And then I know you don't have, you know, any timeline on when you're going to be able to purchase all these equipment, but my recommendation is, since it's coming to year's end right now, is to get these things taken care of, because you can actually get tax deductions for these. And I'm not sure if you already know about it, but like Section 179, are you familiar with that?
Well, no, I'm not. Now, I hope my accountant would be sure that I did know. So, I'm sure it's a place to invest in and get some help on relief. So,
so I can explain what it is. It's basically, it's for small business owners. And what you can do is, you know, when you buy equipment, sometimes you have to wait 2, 3, you know, 4 years before you can deduct, you know, all the depreciation from the tax return.
Sure.
From your balance sheet. So what this Section 179 lets you do is they let you deduct all of the depreciation at one time. But you have to do it by year's end, basically.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to wait years until you get the deduction. You can just do it all at one time. So you get more, you know, you can pay less taxes.
Yeah, and that changes the resale value on the books.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So what we can do right now is we can just start looking at some preliminary numbers. I'll put in your guesstimate on how much it's going to cost you is about $100K. We can look at that and see what you would qualify for if you're interested in that.
Well, I would be interested in that. Okay. I'm at that point and was looking at how and what, and I'll probably be, you know, be sitting down talking to my local bank about what and. So it's actually good timing, but you know, along in conjunction with this, and part of the business plan, short term, is to be in a position to take on the market opportunity of the new technology.
Yeah.
And exactly. And then how to get it out there. It might work as a lease option program, which means I would have to do some financing, but would come out a lot better on the longer term.
Well, equipment financing is usually up to 5 years if for qualifying customers. So, and it's monthly payments. So it's a pretty good amount of time.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be doable, and I think the financials would probably speak for themselves. So this all might be, where are you calling from? Where am I talking to you at?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Is that where your business is based at?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Wow.
Yeah, it's the main office over
doing,
here.
Doing banking from one close to the other.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you're a little far out, basically on the other side of the coast, but we have businesses all around the states.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you when you're going to make your next sales call.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
No, just kidding.
I know.
Okay, so you're going to send the application.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get that back, what goes on then?
Sure. So once you get it back to me, I can have the underwriters reveal your file, kind of come up with preliminary numbers for you, and so that way you'll have a pre-approval, knowing exactly how much you qualify for, and then you know you can go and do your shopping, or you can do the shopping while you wait for our approval too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it takes us only about like a day or two to give you like a preliminary numbers to look at. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I can send it right now, and then do you know when you might be able to get it into us?
I don't know. Let me take a look at it when I get it, and I'll later this afternoon if I'm feeling good about this, you know. And,
okay.
All I know is the timing seems right.
Yeah.
So now is a good time to start, whether it be you or
yeah.
Somebody.
It's good to you know, start getting the ball rolling, you know, especially if this is something you're, you know, interested in doing and you're at the right point of time in your business to do it and the economy is right.
No question. It is all that.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty then. I'm going to have Sam send it over to you, and then I will, maybe we can touch base tomorrow. Would that be okay?
Maybe we can do that. So now then, will you be my contact person up until and if and when?
Yeah, I can do that.
That means if it transfers to some sort of financial transaction, then your job is done, and that's that, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'll work with Sam on this since I'm actually on his computer right now. I'll work with Sam on this. I'm actually one of the senior reps here, so I have a better idea on, you know, what we can get you, better expectation, things like that. So I'll work alongside Sam on, you know, getting, you know, this all said and done for you.
Okay. Well, then I'll take a look at what you send.
Okay, sounds good. And then I will call you. I'll look out for your application today. If not, we'll touch base tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.